Good morning and welcome to episode 77 of Martin Uncut. Today is the 22nd of April 2021. And today's episode is Zettelkasten, how to write and organize notes. I have in multiple episodes talked about note-taking applications. You know, they're never-ending or never, the subject never dries up. But mainly Evernote and Obsidian. And today I wanted to switch focus a little bit away from the technology and into process and how you can write and organize your documentation. There are, of course, many different ways and approaches that you can do or take to do this. And it is likely a bit of a personal thing to choose what works for you. So today I will talk about Zettelkasten. That is one way to do this. And it will probably not work for everyone and for every use case. I am using this as a way to build my personal knowledge management system, my PKMS. This is used to record my own thoughts and link that to other people's thoughts with the intention to create something new and unique. But let's jump in. So Zettelkasten is a German and it means slip box or shoebox. And it's a well-known method for research and study purposes. The method was made famous by the German sociologist Nicholas Luhmann. And he built up a huge Zettelkasten system containing over 90,000 notes. And Luhmann used this to write his books and articles. And he was super, super productive. He wrote over 70 books and more than 400 articles. His system was fully paper-based, but it still worked really, really well. But you should also know that he had 90,000 notes and he produced a lot of books and articles, and he was definitely a workaholic from what I have read. But the Zettelkasten system was not Luhmann's invention. It has been around since at least the 16th century. And it's the first source that I found by looking around what was by Konrad Gessner, that was a Swiss physician, so a doctor. And back then, of course, a doctor was also a little bit of a scientist, of course. And there are certain workflows related to the Zettelkasten system that guides how it can be created and how you can update it. And essentially, you collect or you gather two types of notes. So the first is a fleeting note, and that is just a quick note that you capture whenever you come up with a random idea or you came to think about something, or maybe you read a tweet or something on a Facebook page or whatever, that gives you an idea. You gather and collect these notes into an inbox. So this is very similar to what we do in Getting Things Done or GTD, collect these things that maybe they are not on your something you have your attention on, but it's something that you want to work on and get into your knowledge base. You gather that into an inbox. And these things that you gather into this inbox, they can have very different states of completeness or of value to you or to other people. You don't need to really put that eye on these things yet. It's just a collection so far. A variation of fleeting notes is what's called literature notes. And literature notes is being created while you consume other people's contents. And of course, the name points a little bit towards literature, but it could also be other types of contents, such as blog posts or articles that you read, scientific articles. But it can also be radio or podcasts. So if you hear something, let's say my podcast, that you think that you can also actually write literature notes that is around the podcast. And of course, you can do it from video and YouTube as well. So any channel really that you have content that you digest and learn things from, you can write literature notes around. And also, it's really you also place these literature notes in your inbox because you need to process this inbox just like you do in GTD. You need to go through this inbox and you really decide what it means for you. So it's really important that when you write these notes, both the fleeting notes and the literature notes, is that you write it by your own words. And quotes is the only exceptions to this rule. But you should really use the quotes sparingly. Because if you cannot easily explain something with your own words, you probably don't understand it. And then if you don't understand it, it should not go into your personal knowledge management system, right? So it's only things that you really understand, because otherwise you will not be able to build your own knowledge around it. Since it's not a data management system, it's a knowledge management system. That's a huge divider. You should process these notes that you put into the inbox, and you should find out if they contain any ideas or if this literature note is linked to something else. If you find ideas here in this literature note, you can extract this idea. And this idea, it should be unique and atomic. So a short idea is what you want to find and break out to its own note. And again, this atomic unique note should be written with your words. And this is what we call a durable note or a permanent note. So this is something that we will store in the personal system for a very, very long time ahead. You can also link this to other ideas that you had in the past and start to build like a graph or a network of your personal knowledge. And this is then super powerful when you want to get back to it. And you constantly need to work on your notes and extend the linkage between them and your other notes. And as you gain more knowledge, you maybe you want to expand the note with additional things. So a note is actually never really static. It will grow and change with your knowledge. And the linkage from this note out to other notes is really, really important. Now you're in a position where you can start looking at what you have gathered. And from this, build your own unique ideas or concept that can be presented in an article or a podcast, a video, or why not a book, like Luhmann did. And the end goal is actually to create something from what you gathered, from the information. And that is really important. It will help you create a system that you can easily find things in and build value for you. Because if you don't have this intent, you may end up in the hoarding crowd. So essentially, you're just gathering in things to a pile or your system. But since you haven't really processed it and worked with it and gathered your ideas and rephrase it with your own words, it is not knowledge. It's just data that sits in your system. And from my experience, that is not going to help you when you want to use this. So how do I use this? So my Settle custom system is still very small. I just started out, but I think this is a fantastic idea, a fantastic way of actually build and document your knowledge. And I think it's so sad that I didn't know about this system earlier. So let's say that I knew about this already back in university. What if I started to build my personal knowledge system then, my network, my graph? How much knowledge would I have in this system then? And imagine all the different connections that I would have made. It would be such a powerful thing to dig into this when I wanted to do something, when I wanted to get new ideas for something I want to produce or a content I want to create, an article or blogs or maybe a podcast. It would be so easy to go into the system and just find something, and it's so easy to expand on it. Or maybe, you know, that book dream that most of us have. You want to write a book sometime during your life. I think it's 80% or something like that of people that want to write a book during their life. And, of course, I also have that dream. So that's something that I would love to do, but I don't know if it will be a fact book or a literature or a sci-fi book or something. I'm digressing. I was not talking about that today in this episode. It was Settle Custom. But, you know, if you have that dream, this could really help you create like that book if you want to do that in the future. So I'm going to continue building and working on my Settle Custom system to capture the knowledge that I get or I gain. Because I am every day reading something. I'm every day watching something or listening to a podcast. I will just change the ways that I'm actually dealing with information I get out from this and actually get that into my Zettelkasten so I can actually link the knowledge and work with it in this new way. I think this is really interesting and fascinating, and I am so curious to see where it will take me. And as someone said, it's really simple, but it yet so powerful. So this was all I had for you today. If you like the show, why not recommend it to friends, family, or a colleague? And if you have the time, why not go into iTunes and leave me a review? That would help other people to find the podcast and grow the audience. And that would make me happy. So have a fantastic day. Stay safe out there. See you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Unca, your daily technology dose.